gathered in your house and in amongst your people and sealed by your name. Thank you that we have this opportunity to fellowship one with another, to offer a praise and thanksgiving to your name, to honor your son, and to delight in your presence. Go with us now. Stand by us. Give us strength and courage in your word. In Christ's name and for his sake, amen. You may be seated all over the church. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn to Luke, the 13th chapter. We're just going to look after verses 6 through 9. Again, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 6 through 9. If you have it, I just want you to follow along, but more importantly, I want you to listen. He also spoke this parable. He said, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, but found none. And then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it, fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down. A fig tree often represents God's blessing and or God's blessed people who share a special relationship with him. Within the context of this parable Jesus tells here in Luke 13, the fig tree represents Israel. The certain man in this parable represents God himself. And God has, by his own choice, developed a special relationship with Israel. They were his chosen people to be a light in the earth of true worship to God. But as this parable states, like a fig tree, Israel remained unfruitful. Yet the certain man was patient. After year one, he didn't pluck it up. Years two and years three, he still remained patient, realizing that fig trees, like most other trees, they need time for the roots to go down in the ground, to get settled, to develop that root structure under the ground whereby it can take in water and other nutrients to sustain itself so that it can then begin to bear fruit above ground. But after the third year, the vineyard owner comes and says, there's still no fruit here. And he makes this statement. He says, you know what? It would be a better use of the ground to just pluck this tree up and plant something else more fruitful. This is what he's saying here. But the text helps us to understand that it is the vineyard keeper, the vineyard keeper. Now you see Christ coming into the picture. And the vineyard keeper comes and asks for more time. He goes to the vineyard owner and said, I understand your frustration. I understand you wanted to see fruit by now. I understand you want to probably get to know. He said, give it one more year. And in this extra year that you give it, I am going to pay special attention to it. Look at what he says. He said, let it alone. He said, another year, and he said, until I dig around it and until I fertilize it. And he says, if after that, if it does not bear fruit, then he says, so let it be. You want it up, it's up. You want it cut down, it's cut down. So as we go into a new year, and not only that, a new decade, does God want to pluck you up out of the ground? Have you had the better part of your life given to you by a patient and forgiving God, and year after year produce no fruit for him? The challenge in bringing people into this text is that we don't view our life as given to us by God. We view our life as our own. We got here on our own. We're doing what we're doing on our own. Never contemplating the reality that it was a God who gave me life. It was a God that brought me into this world. It was a God that keeps me in this world. And even though I go in and out of church and do churchy things, I never realized that it was by God's grace and his own goodness. And here we stand tonight on the verge of another new year, another new decade. And could God want to pluck us out the ground? Could you look at your own life and tell God you've been fruitful? But as the songwriter says, thanks be unto God that we have a vineyard keeper who looks out for us, intercedes for us. Do you not realize that's what Christ does for us? Now stationed on the right hand of God. He's there, the word of God says, ever making intercession. That means he's constantly working on our behalf before God. God, give them one more year. I'll work on them. I'll work with them. I'll work through them until they start bearing fruit. This is the year for all of us to bear fruit for God. He's been more than patient with all of us. More than merciful, more than kind, and we owe it to the Father and to the Son to be fruitful. What I want to do tonight, I'm just going to pass the mic around. You've heard the Word of God. Look back over your own life, your own condition, your own status. And I just want everyone to just name one thing. One thing. Not a list of 10 or 12. One thing. That you will do in this new year for Jesus Christ. Something that in this year that Christ has interceded for you and interceded for me, then I'll do this in Jesus' name, to bear some kind of fruit in God's kingdom. You guys with me on that? And I encourage you, don't be fancy, don't be spiritual. Think about what you are saying. And if you have nothing, don't offer anything. God is not a plaything. You just don't speak foolishly in the presence of God. My grandma used to tell me, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. And if you don't have the truth to speak before God, don't speak. It's better to be in the presence of God and not say anything than to speak a lie. Because we're all held accountable for that. So as I look at the new year, as I look at the new decade, I have to find a way, with God's help, to become a better pastor to each and every one of you. Because even as Christ serves as the vineyard keeper in this parable, so do I and all other shepherds and pastors in the Church of Jesus Christ. Our responsibility, not to work for you, but to work with you. Dig, fertilize, do whatever is necessary to help you grow. But that's what I'm held responsible for. And so that's where I want to bear fruit.
In this new year, this new decade, I'm going to stop running from the calling that God has on me. And I'm going to actually step into it and walk into it and do the things that he's called me to do and stop using my education and my life as an excuse to not do those things.
In 2020, I want to be a better person and a better doorkeeper for the Lord, move stronger toward him, and get deeper into my Bible studies.
In 2020, I'm going to stay in my own lane and walk with Jesus.
In 2020, mine is to stay in my lane and keep walking with Jesus.
For 2020, I would like to exhibit more faith in God and allow him to work things out for me.
In 2020, I would like to listen more to the Lord. He whispers in my ear every day, and sometimes I do not listen to him, but I have the audacity to say that he's not here. So I listen to
him. In 2020, I would like to get out of God's way and just let him have his will and to draw closer to him.
In 2020, I would like to love to be a stronger prayer warrior in the Lord.
In 2020, I want to thank God for allowing us to see this year and make this be a blessed one to all our family. God bless.
In this new year of 2020, I ask to be filled more with his spirit, more of him filling of his will in me and in my life. And for me to continue to spread his word and win souls for his kingdom.
In 2020, I've continued to serve the Lord. Thank you.
2020, I just want to be a better person toward the church because God has helped me so much.
In 2020, I would like to be obedient and accountable for my actions and stop running from God.
I would like to be more obedient and rely on Him instead of myself.
In 2020, I want to be able to be closer with God and let Him use me for His glory to edify His kingdom. Amen.
In 2020, I would like to learn to be still so that I can hear His voice. And I would like for Him to continue to lead and guide me into making decisions, better decisions, and to be more healthy and fit.
In the coming future, I would like to strive to be less distracted, become more focused.
In 2020, I would like to play a more active role in the development of my children's Christian lives.
In 2020, I want to be more patient with God and understanding that sometimes things don't always work on my time, but on His time.
In 2020, I want to read my Bible more, learn the words in the Bible, understand, so I can live a godly life.
In 2020, I would like to be more open, more honest, and more transparent.
In 2020, I would like to listen to God more and get out of my own way and start getting more involved with my home church as I should be.
Next year, I would like to mature in the Lord, mature in my doings, and also allow people to see Christ through me in my actions.
In 2020, I want to make it a priority to go to church with my family and pray more together.
In 2020, I want to trust in the plan that the Lord has for me. I say I have faith, but sometimes I question God's plan, the plan that He has for my life. So I do want to increase my faith and instill the word of the Lord into my sister.
In 2020, I want to not allow fear to not let me do the will of God. In 2020, I would like to be more fearless and bold in the pursuit of who I am and what God has called me to be.
In 2020, I just want to be closer to the Lord.
In 2020, I want to be more of a doer of His word, even though I'm of age. I still would like my light so shine that men and women might see my works. I'm not there yet. There are times when my light shines and there are times when it don't. I want to be more faithful to the Lord. When He say go, I want to go.
In 2020, I want to be more obedient to the Lord. My prayer, my walk with Him, my faith, increasing my faith.
Okay.
In 2020, I guess I want to be, like, I want to educate myself more, I guess I should say. Yeah, I want to educate myself more in faith, I guess.
In 2020, I want to build a better relationship with God and keep all positive vibes.
In 2020, I want to lead more people to Christ so people can see it through me.
In 2020, I want to be more obedient.
I guess I could say I want and need to study deeper. Keep a grip on his coattail. Amen.
I surrender in 2020, and I just want to study more and get more involved into the Word.
In 2020, I want to work on my personal relationship with God.
In 2020, I want to stop telling myself I'm too busy to be involved with, like, the things of God.
In 2020, I just want to read the entirety of my Bible, so the sayings and the phrases I hear in church are more than just words, but I have a personal connection to them and have a fuller understanding of the body of Christ.
In 2020, I want to work harder in school and not try to get distracted more.
In 2020, I want to deepen my relationship with God by reading more scripture and making more time to pray.
In 2020, I want to read the Bible more.
In 2020, I want to keep a good attitude, not only externally, but internally.
In 2020, I want to be good in school.
In 2020, I want to have a better relationship with God.
I want to be better prepared and reach more.
In 2020, I want to learn to be more patient and react, or think before I react.
In 2020, I want to stop putting limitations on God and allocating his time for him.
In 2020, I want to better equip myself using all the tools that God has made available around and to me so that I can most effectively walk and talk, stand and run exactly in the manner that he's intended for me to do.
And again, I just want to remind you what was said in the parable. The vineyard keeper asked the owner for more time and says, I will work with. So all the things that you have mentioned as goals, as objectives for you in the new year and the new decade, I just encourage you, don't go it alone. The vineyard keeper will work with you. You submit that to him, ask for his help, his guidance. Jesus will help you to bear fruit for God. Quite frankly, it is the only way we can bear fruit for God. Is with Christ Jesus. Shall we all stand? Our God and our Father, Thank you for this moment that we have had to come around your word. Thank you for the time allotted to us to express to you our desire to bear more fruit. As your Holy Spirit lives within us, and as we consume more and more of your word, our collective prayer is to bear more fruit. So in the coming days, the coming weeks, months, and the years ahead, cause our life to be fruitful for you. Cause our light to shine and not be hidden. Cause us to be the real salt of the earth, that people might see the light and the glory of your Son shining vibrantly and brightly in and through our lives. Cause people to notice a difference, a change within ourselves. God, just help us to bear fruit. Some way, somehow, bear fruit in our homes, bear fruit in our communities, to bear fruit in your church and in your kingdom. So that your Son might get all of the glory as we live and long to be with him one day, to be able to stand in your presence the day of judgment, and to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, that is our desire. That is what we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.